It's Wednesday, the 13th of May, day 53. I've been browsing the web, and it's funny what one finds out there sometimes. Fox News, for example. One of the things I really can't understand is why people are continually surprised and horrified by the things that Donald Trump does, says, and tweets. My hunch is that this is because they can't quite shake off the notion that if someone is elected President of the United States, he must somehow be a proper person. My point is that if they had elected, say, a mafia boss as president, and he then started behaving like a mafia boss, killing off rivals, giving lucrative jobs and contracts to his family members, demanding ritual abasement and public declarations of loyalty from his coterie of associates, extolling the beauty of his wives and daughters and the smartness of his grandchildren, and growling at anyone who dares to oppose him, that'd be an awful shame if anything happened to their children. Then nobody would bat an eye. That's what mafia bosses do, they would say, and switch over to another channel. But when Trump does the things he does, liberals go apeshit. Well, they go apeshit less now than they did 2 years ago, but he still retains his amazing capacity to astonish and appall people by his behaviour. Don't they realise what kind of creature they elected in 2016? Well, actually a minority of them elected, and then the Electoral College did the rest. Before Trump won the election, I looked up a page on the Psychology Today website on how to spot a sociopath. They have a helpful list of 16 key behavioural characteristics that define sociopathy. There are things like unreliability, untruthfulness and lack of sincerity, lack of remorse and shame, poor judgment and failure to learn from experience, pathological egocentricity and incapacity for love, general poverty in major affective reactions, specific loss of insight, unresponsiveness in general interpersonal relations, sex life impersonal, trivial, and poorly integrated, failure to follow any life plan. I reckoned that of the 16 characteristics, Trump checked 11. So he's definitely a sociopath. But sociopaths are generally not nutters. So although Trump may be awful, he's definitely not insane. Or so I thought. And then someone pointed me to what happened on Fox and Friends on Mother's Day, when Trump phoned in for one of his regular chats with his three admiring hosts on the Fox network. At one point, the woman in the centre of the trio asks the president what message he had for the mothers of America on this special day. Remember that this must have been a particularly difficult Mother's Day because of the coronavirus. Here's what he said, verbatim. "Well, we'll be together. I'm going to Camp David meeting, a big meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And Camp David is a very special place that nobody ever gets to see, but it's a great work environment and we're going to have meetings on different things and our military has never looked better. We've never had the kind of equipment that we have now. And, you know, we had planes that were 50 years old and more, fighter jets. Now we have the best in the world, the F-35 and the F-18. And, you know, what we have is incredible. The equipment and the people we have are great. But, you know, they have to have equipment, and we spent $1.5 trillion, really more than that, and we've totally rebuilt our military, which you have to do. You know, I'm a very budget-conscious person. It's what you have to do. The nice thing, it was all built in the USA, and plenty of equipment coming. So it's very important that we have the best military, and we have. Our military has never been in condition like it is now, and soon will be." Now, you think I made that up. Well, I didn't. It's a transcript of Trump's message for the mothers of America on Mother's Day. Trump isn't just a sociopath. He's completely off his head.